Transcribing English Phrases by Paul Tench, Cardiff University, April 2003. Part 3, Whole Texts. Number 1. Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Goldilocks. One day, she went for a walk in the woods all by herself. As she walked down one path, she saw a nice house. And since she was full of curiosity, she walked close by and noticed that the door was a little ajar. She knocked, but there was no reply. She called, and there was still no reply. And because she was so curious, she decided to peep inside. There she saw a table. And on the table, there were three bowls of porridge. A big one, a middle-sized one, and a little one. Again, because she was so curious, she actually took a spoonful from the big one, but it was too hot. So she took a spoonful from the middle-sized one, but it was too cold. And then she took a spoonful from the little bowl, and that was just right. And she took another spoonful. Before she realized it, she'd eaten it all up. She felt quite full and decided to sit in one of the easy chairs. There was a big chair, but it was too hard. There was a middle-sized chair, but that was too soft. And then there was a little chair, and that felt just right. But she leaned right back and it collapsed. As she picked herself up from the floor, she noticed the stairs. And being a very curious little girl, she went up. And there she found three beds. A big one, but it felt too hard. A middle-sized one, but it felt too soft. And a little one that suited her nicely. And because she felt so comfortable, she fell asleep. In the meantime, the three bears returned to their home and were surprised to find the front door wide open. Father Bear was even more surprised to find that somebody had taken a spoonful of his porridge. "Someone's been eating my porridge," he called. "And someone's been eating my porridge," said Mother Bear. "And someone's been eating my porridge and eating it all up," said Baby Bear.
"And someone's been sitting in my chair," said Father Bear.
"And someone's been sitting in my chair," said Mother Bear. "And someone sat on my chair and broke it," cried Baby Bear. "Well, who's been in our house while we were all out?" they asked. "I'm going to look upstairs," said Father Bear. "Hey, someone's been lying on my bed," he called. "And someone's been lying on my bed," said Mother Bear. "And someone's been lying on my bed and she's still there, fast asleep," said Baby Bear. His voice woke her up. She sat up in bed, and frightened by the sight of the bears, she jumped down, ran past them, down the stairs, out of the house, back into the woods, and all the way home.